Once in office, Roldós had to focus on Texaco, since by that time it had become the main player in the oil game. It was an extremely rocky relationship. The oil giant did not trust the new president and did not want to be part of any policy that would set new precedents. It was very aware that such policies might serve as models in other countries. A speech delivered by a key advisor to Roldós, José Carvajal, summed up the new administration's attitude. If a partner, Texaco, does not want to take risks, to make investments for exploration, or to exploit the areas of an oil concession, the other partner has the right to make those investments and then to take over as the owner. We believe our relations with foreign companies have to be just. We have to be tough in the struggle. We have to be prepared for all kinds of pressures, but we should not display fear or an inferiority complex in negotiating with those foreigners. On New Year's Day, 1980, I made a resolution. It was the beginning of a new decade. In 28 days, I would turn 35. I resolved that during the next year, I would make a major change in my life, and that in the future, I would try to model myself after modern heroes like Jaime Roldós and Omar Torrijos. In addition, something shocking had happened. From a profitability standpoint, Bruno had been the most successful president in Maine's history. Nonetheless, suddenly and without warning, Mack Hall had fired him.